This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Denver Mayor Mike Johnston says he's close to securing nearly 200 permanent housing units for the city's unsheltered. The Denver Housing Authority is offering about $26 million to buy a Best Western. If accepted, Johnston says the hotel rooms will be converted into permanent housing by the end of the year. 45% of the units will be used to house low-income Denverites. A former Fort Lupton cop was found guilty of reckless endangerment and assault today. Jordan Steinke locked a woman into a patrol car that was then hit by a train. Weld County Judge Thomas Kearns said Steinke acted recklessly but not knowingly.
While she was consciously aware, she did not take a substantial step creating the risk. She did not park the vehicle on the tracks. She was randomly assigned the duty to cuff and detain, given the roles required by the high-risk stop. It would be improper for the court to conflate the mens rea of knowingly into the reckless act, and it is simply not supported by the record.
Steinke was found not guilty for a third charge of attempted manslaughter. Meanwhile, a former Platteville officer is also charged for parking the car on the tracks. His trial is in August. Meanwhile, a Denver police officer has been charged with second-degree assault. Denver's district attorney Beth McGann says Adam Glasby was working off-duty security and trying to break up a fight outside a bar earlier this month. Officials say Glasby's body slammed a victim to the pavement and left him unconscious. The storms in Boulder County have weakened this hour. All severe warnings have been canceled. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.